Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on honoring contracts. In other words, a person being honest in what he's saying in his contracts, in his dealings, etc. So today's hadith, and Jabirin radiyallahu anhu qala lin nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lo qad jaa malul bahreini a'taytuka haakadha wa haakadha wa haakadha, falam yaji' malul bahreini hatta qubidha nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, falamma jaa malul bahreini أمر أبو بكر فنادى من كان له عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عدة أو دين فليأتنا فأتيته وقلت له إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لي كذا وكذا فحثى لي حثية فعددتها فإذا هي 500 فقال لي خذ مثليها متفق عليه. Speaking about honoring contracts and being very honest in the way a person deals, etc. So the Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me that when the wealth of Bahrain comes, I will give you so much, so much and so much. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, أَعْطِيْتُكَ هَاكَذَا وَهَاكَذَا وَهَاكَذَا. I'll give you so much and I'll give you so much and I'll give you so much. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam expressed this to Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu. But what had happened was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away before the wealth of Bahrain could come in. So the wealth from Bahrain did not come until after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the wealth of Bahrain came, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu commanded that it be announced, whoever has a promise from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or has a debt should come to us. So now when the wealth etc. came from Bahrain, now Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, to honor the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or perhaps any debt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made this announcement that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is owing anybody any money or he promised anybody anything, then that person should come to me now so that I can honor the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Although technically we may say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not alive, and he was not alive, then he couldn't have given it. But dear Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wanted to honor the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he says that whoever has a promise from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or a debt, he should come to us. I came to him and said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had promised me such and such. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu filled both his hands with wealth. Both his hands he filled with wealth and he gave it to me. When I counted it, it came to 500 dirhams. He then said to me, take twice as much again. Again he told me, take twice as much. In other words, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was giving so freely to honor the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would take the honoring a word to be something that was very, very serious. We explained before the three types of honoring of words you get. One is a person, he reads the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is a pledge with Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, I'm going to obey you, I'm going to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the first commitment he has made. The second is where a person makes a commitment with himself that I'm going to do some good action. Then in that case, the person shouldn't leave out that good action. He should honor that commitment he has made even with himself. And the third level of pledges and commitments is where a person has an agreement with someone else, with other parties, with third parties, etc. Or many people have commitments to jointly together. So here, these commitments should be fulfilled. They should be honored. There's a very interesting incident of Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu anhuma. He and his father had accepted Islam. His father was Yaman and he was Huzaifa radiallahu an. So both of them had accepted Islam in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they didn't accept Islam in Madinatul Munawwara. They accepted Islam at home, so at their place of residence. So then what happened was they decided, let us go to Madinah Sharif and visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as they were proceeding, as they were going, they came to the place. It was the time when Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was now going out for the battle of Badr, and Abu Jahl and the army from Makkatul Mukarramah were coming to combat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they didn't know. They were coming to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and en route they met up with Abu Jahl and his army. So he asked him, where are you all going? So they said, we're going to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Abu Jahl told him that he is actually coming in combat with us. So we are not going to let you go, because if we let you go to meet him, then you're going to increase their number. You are going to increase their number. So we don't want you to increase their number. So these two great personalities, they told Abu Jahl that we give you our word, we give you a promise that we won't join the army of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We only came out to meet him. That's all. We came to meet him and we are going to go back. So anyway, he allows them to go. When they meet Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the way, Sahaba was so ill-clad in the battle of Badr. Allah Ta'ala had made it the battle of Furqan, the distinguishing battle between Haqq and Batil, the forerunner for the splendor of Islam to be shown. So anyway, we find that Sahaba, they only had 70 camels, they had 2 horses, 8 swords, and most of them were going with sticks and spears. Hardly anything they had with them. No fighting equipment at all they had with them. So when they met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so they told Rasulullah sallam, we are volunteering ourselves to join you. We want to join you, we don't want to be left behind. Can you imagine the iman of Sahaba? The first time they meeting Rasulullah sallallahu was en route in battle, and then they also say, we want to join with you. We don't want to get left behind. How can we be left behind when jihad is a call for jihad? So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him that you'll give your word. You'll give your word, even if it was the enemy at that time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you'll give your word, you'll don't join us because you mustn't go against your word. So seriously, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam took honoring one's word, honoring one's promise. Yeah, they had given their word to Abu Jahl. When they joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they told him that we want to come with you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, you came to meet us, don't go against your word, you should honor your word. But this shows us what a high level of integrity, honesty, dignity Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had, that even in an ill-clad situation, about to enter into battle, then also honor your word. So they didn't join in the battle of Badr. Because of this, because of themselves giving the word to the enemy, that they're not going to join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Sometimes in simple business matters, we don't want to honor our word. We don't want to be honest just to get a few rands and a few cents. Here when it was coming to life and death, then also they would honor their word. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.